brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us on this 10th day of December, this Thursday, the 10th day of December 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We're going to have Patrick Henningsen on location in Copenhagen join us again for a quick report on the latest developments. G. Edward Griffin in studio. And we've just talked to Lord Christopher Monckton. We are 99% have him locked down. We're just debating the best time to have him pop in today to talk about the aftermath of what went on earlier today in Denmark. Climate denier calls U.S. activists Hitler Youth as Americans for Prosperity protest. So you've got a George Soros-backed group. And this is being reported on in the George Soros-funded Huffington Post. This is a guy that funds fake revolutions all over the world. Showing up and taking over Lord Christopher Monckton's speech. Now, notice, We Are Change will politely go up during book signings or during press conferences and will ask questions. And the media demonizes them, calls them ruffians. Security guards, in many cases, rough them up, beat them up. Police arrest them for politely asking questions, and then as they're being drug out, they loudly say that ClimateGate is a complete fraud, that man-made climate change isn't real, and it's a giant tax-and-spend global bureaucracy. But these guys just come in, take over the stage, goes on for 20 minutes, screaming at everyone, doing whatever they want, and it's the same old little yuppies in their $1,000 suits flown in on private jets to carry out their George Soros operations. And these people you see protesting Lord Monckton, they'll all be running cities. They're going to be all literally in your house, in your farm, in your ranch. All over the country, these types have been caught moving into property they take. And so when Lord Monckton calls them Nazis, when he calls them Hitler Youth, that is exactly what the Hitler Youth would do, is they would come shut down the speeches of minority groups standing up against Hitler. And, of course, in Copenhagen, it is the minority group in their little tiny hotel down the street from the billions of dollars being spent on the globalists and their private jets and half the police force of the country of Denmark there protecting them. Meanwhile, it's come out that Bilderberg founder Prince Bernhard tried to overthrow Indonesia and set himself up as viceroy. This is the founder of the World Wildlife Fund and one of the real Nazis that want to use environmentalism as a pretext to reduce the world's population. What do you think Hitler spoke about? And so you do have these brown shirts in there shutting down the event. And they're very, very proud of themselves. But that's good news that they're attacking Monckton, because Monckton is effective and is hurting them, because he's traveling all over the world, going on radio and TV and doing print interviews, pointing out the fraud that the Al Goreites told us the ocean was going to turn into acid, acid rain, told us the earth was going to be an ice age, then heating, global warming. Now it's just climate change. Any change is the end of the world. You know, sea levels are going to rise by hundreds of feet. Just asinine baloney. And the entire cover-up of Al Gore running around saying that the man-bear pig is going to get us.
Half man, half bear, half pig, man, bear, pig, and only I can save you. Only I, Al Gore.
Pay me taxes, and I will save you. Yes, let me micromanage and run your life, and I will save you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this quick break to break down the latest on ClimateGate.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda that they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home?
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, well, kid, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It looks like Lord Monckton can probably only come on in the middle of G. Edward Griffin, but that's fine. We'll just have him on together. I'm working on getting Lord Monckton on earlier than that, not in the last hour or so. Dealing with brown shirt youth corps invade Monckton's speech. So George Soros is sending in his pirates not to ask real questions in a press conference. See, We Are Change tries to go to press conferences and ask questions. And the press can ask questions as long as they don't question ClimateGate or Al Gore being caught lying about carbon dioxide levels going up and then temperature going up, when on record he now has been forced to admit carbon dioxide goes up after temperatures go up. When We Are Change tries to ask nice questions like, sir, what do you think of ClimateGate? They literally have their security guards or police physically grab you and start dragging you out. Then We Are Change begins to yell, this is a fraud, this is a lie. Same thing with the Tea Parties and other great groups. Brown shirt youth corps invade Monckton's speech. They tried to shut it down. Hitler youth attempt to crush freedom of speech while chanting cult-like environmental mantras. And you know what? These are Hitler youth. They are real live Hitler youth. I have actually studied Hitler. I have actually read his speeches. I have actually read Mein Kampf, or My Struggle. I have actually studied the mindset of the Nazis. They were radical, vegetarian, environmentalists that wanted to set up a planetary government and then carry out the orderly extermination process of the population. And on record, Brazil, the United States, and just a few other major grain producers going to ethanol, Brazil more than a third, the U.S. a third of its fields used for ethanol production, directed by the federal government, told to do it, said, told by the UN it was great, and it turns out it's doubled world food prices and it's caused millions and millions of people conservatively to starve to death. Regularly, 15 million starve to death a year. They're now reported that 20 million starved to death last year. It's going to be even worse this year. So, hey, I call starving a couple million people to death or 5 million people to death, I call that pretty Hitlerian. It's almost more Stalinesque, though, or Maoist. Mao would just shut your food off. Mao didn't let people grow crops and took them into centralized factories. And the Chinese government says 86 million died. The U.S. textbooks say 64 million. It's over 60 mil. The Chinese government admits, oh, yes, we killed 80 plus mil. 80 plus mil. Okay? And they don't care how many millions they kill. In fact, they want to kill them. And there's all these new books and documents finally hitting mainstream news where Paul Ehrlich and John P. Holdren and all these top Obama people wrote books and white papers about how they wanted to exterminate the majority of the population and forcibly sterilize everybody and drug everyone and do all of this. It is unbelievable. And so, yes, these are Hitler Youth. Hitler Youth attempt to crush freedom of speech while chanting cult-like environmental slogans. Groups of agitant green youth corps invaded the stage during Lord Monckton's speech at an American for Prosperity event in Copenhagen yesterday. Now, again, they just took over the whole event. They just shut it down. All we are change and all I want is for people to be able to ask questions of this liar and confront him and take over media coverage. Not these guys. They wanted to shut down the speech. And remember, the London Guardian, government officials, Lord Monckton's named him by name. They have called, it's in the article, for his arrest and execution. They want to kill Lord Monckton. They want to kill climatologist Dr. Timothy Ball. They openly say, execute us for treason. Now, We Are Change doesn't want to kill Al Gore. We want him to go to prison for fraud. He's been caught in fraud and swindles. I'm going to cover this, but I want to play some of the audio from the intro. I want to play it from the intro as the group putting it on. Introduce Lord Monckton, and then they come in and take over the event. So here it is, and I'm going to come back and comment on these modern-day Nazis jackbooting free speech by the little minority group there in Copenhagen trying to counter all the slick globalist power and money and glitz, openly setting up world government, doubling the amount of taxes on the third world through carbon tax that the first world's going to be under. I always told you that bait and switch was going to happen. Here it is.
Good afternoon, Philadelphia, and good evening here in Copenhagen. We have a great crowd of folks here in Copenhagen, an intrepid band of free market activists who are joining us. Copenhagen has been an eye-opener for me. I have to tell you, having never attended a United Nations-sponsored conference, I kind of hope this is my last one, I believe, but it's been an eye-opener for us. We can, excuse me, across the country, really.
We're sorry, we didn't announce it.
And I'll tell you this, it's interesting to hear this.
Childish demonstration by people who do not believe in
free speech that should be on these people now. They are indeed the crazed Hitler youth. They know no climate science. They know nothing. You are listening now to the shouts in the background of the Hitler youth who have sprayed the whole of Copenhagen with green slogans of childishness and pathetic.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it, shutting down free speech, completely dominating it, mainstream media there, giggling and laughing, all part of the staged event. Brown shirt youth corps invade Moncton's speech. Now, George Soros is copying our tactics, but taking it up about 10 notches. If We Are Change ever tried, or the Tea Party's ever tried to take over the stage, police would probably gun them down. I mean, they would call it a terror attack on the news. But these little scallywags, these little gutter snipes, these collectivists that literally want to move into your house and kick their feet up on your desk, they want you out under machine gun point, laboring for them in the fields. I'm not kidding. These people are parasites. They know what they're doing. Yeah, you heard a real environmentalist who was on with us yesterday who was part of all of this and then found out it was all a scam. Found out it was all about making money. I have been to smart growth conferences, and they just laugh and go, of course they were taking over the land and the money. I mean, literally, in press conferences, they just laugh about it. Because this was back in the late 1990s when they were really on top of things before anybody was standing up to them. And it was all bankers, all business people, just laughing. Just absolutely laughing. Somewhere we've got the video of my interview Michael Dell. He gave a press conference, and I went up and talked to him about the globalization, New World Order plan, land grabbing. He just laughed at me. I said, I've got reports you're planning to move your factories to China. And he said, oh, another conspiracy theory, Alex. I aired that on TV. The Austin Chronicle wrote about it, so it's on record that I have that interview. But in the past, there was no real cataloging of anything. It was just thrown in giant piles. Somebody should dig out all that stuff and get it on the web. But I'm already digressing here. A Huffington Post write-up of the incident attempts to characterize Moncton as the villain of the story because he called the teenage brown shirts out for what they were, crazed Hitler Jugend. The youth activists representing a number of youth action groups, including Sustain U.S., the Sierra Student Coalition, I mean, that's all Rockefeller Soros, the Cascade Climate Network, Rockefeller Soros, and other American youth NGOs, that means kept creatures of the U.N., kicked off the protest by holding banners in front of the camera reading Climate Disaster Ahead and Clean Energy Now. Would that be the Ice Age or the acid rain? Or would that be the ocean turning into acid? Or would that be the global warming? Now it's just climate change. They, you know, teach the kids the seasons are abnormal. The activists who are invited delegates to the UN's Copenhagen summit, they get to go in. Nobody else does. Betrayed the dictatorial agenda of the United Nations and the climate change movement as a whole by having zero tolerance for any dissenting opinion, crashing and shouting down a small conference of people who had merely gathered to present the other side of the debate, who, by the way, were locked out of the big UN event. They then proceeded to wave plastic American flags made in China before chanting environmental mantras that have no basis whatsoever in reality. We're representing the majority of Americans on this, particularly young Americans, commented one of the brown shirts. No, you don't. In reality, as the most recent polls show, Americans who think global warming is caused by human activity, including vehicle and industrial emissions, are now a minority. We have direct links to the mainstream polls. You are listening now to brown shirts in the background of Hitler Youth, said Moncton, as the green thugs interrupted his speech. Moncton mentioned the fact that the same youth corps had green spray paint in Copenhagen with Orwellian messages and a frightening throwback to the red, white, and black swastikas that littered the city during the time when it was occupied by the Nazis. Another brown shirt, Laura Comer, claimed, we're representing the majority of Americans on this, particularly young Americans. The real America wants clean energy, not more fossil fuel-funded lies about science. when it's actually the oil companies funding them. In actual fact, the ClimateGate emails clearly illustrate how the vast majority of big oil money is behind the climate change alarmists, not the skeptics. Indeed, the entire Copenhagen event is sponsored by a consortium of giant corporations that includes British Petroleum and Dutch Royal Shell, run and founded by the real Nazi, Prince Bernhard.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me!
The globalists are panicking.
Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout.
ClimateGate has devastated them. But they were still moving forward in a ragged fashion, hemorrhaging out as news of the premeditated fraud spreads and as people go, wait a minute. These are the same folks that got caught lying with the hockey stick graph. faking an increase in temperature that was disproven 2 years ago. This is the same Al Gore that lied about carbon dioxide going up and then temperature going up when it's the reverse. This is the same Al Gore that says polar bears can't swim, one of the greatest land swimmers. These are the same people that said in the 70s and 80s on the cover of Newsweek and Time, all this stuff's getting dredged back up and put on the internet for everybody to see, saying we would be in an ice age by 2000 if we didn't have taxes to build giant carbon dioxide factories. Guess who said that? White House science czar John P. Holdren. He's always wanted to play God and build giant, they call it geoengineering because this planet's already livable, but if we did it on Mars, it's called terraforming. Yes, they wanted a global tax to spray particles into the air to heat the atmosphere. On record. And then it started heating in the 90s because it's natural to go up and down. There's all sorts of different cycles that the geological record shows, that the ice core record shows, that the they get a lot of evidence from ancient lakes, from the mud. It's like tree rings going down through time. They've gone down over 500,000 years in some of the Scottish lakes, in the Great Lakes, lakes that have been there for millions of years. And they, in all the lakes, they can go down in the Great Lakes, they can go down in Scotland, they can go down in Russia, they can go down into ancient lakes in Africa. They can go down 200, 300, 400, 500,000 years and find carbon dioxide at 5, 10, 15, 20 times the level. This is a fact. Humans had nothing to do with this. But they're talking about a less than a 1/2000th increase. Oh my gosh, we're all dead, ladies and gentlemen. What are we going to do? It's all over. Oh my gosh, we better pay Al Gore and the UN and the IMF and World Bank a bunch of money. So all their other frauds are coming out. And they know it's fraud. They just make up new disasters. But finally, they've put out what 6 months ago the New York Times reported, a new big think tank policy report that the White House reissued quietly to its staff in the Energy Department and in the EPA, saying, look, we're not going to say warming, we're not going to say cooling anymore, we're going to say climate change and our deteriorating atmosphere. And now suddenly that's all you hear. Our deteriorating atmosphere, our climate change. Climate change on a planetoid hurtling through deep space orbiting a sun. We're on a giant spacecraft, a giant rock with a molten center. Mountains are thrust up. Giant asteroids hit the planet. We are bathed in high-powered radiation. Yes, we are creatures on a planet that developed in a high radiation atmosphere. If aliens from a faraway star system came here who hadn't developed right up next to a sun, I mean, we're right up next to a sun, right up next to one in the measurements of space. We are creatures that walk outside and our sun cooks in the radiation. We bathe in radiation. Life formed on this earth in giant volcanoes spewing boiling magma out everywhere. Our atmospheres were methane. The truth is, you'd have to blow the planet into bits to kill life on this planet. The truth is, this planet has taken thousands of giant impacts of half a mile, mile long, 3 mile wide, giant asteroids rocketing in at 40,000 miles an hour, blowing holes the size of the Gulf of Mexico. That's what the Gulf of Mexico is. It's a meteor impact point. Where I sit in Austin, Texas, when that mega meteor hit, the entire of Texas, New Mexico, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras has the same ocean rock thrown up as magma. The same rock is everywhere. Boiling magma is everywhere. Now cooled, of course, for millions of years. Where I sit was in thousands of feet of boiling magma from a giant 3 mile long huge iron ore meteorite hitting at 40,000 miles an hour, where Yucatan now stands, where Cozumel.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food. And we will get you up and on air. Lord Monckton coming up to talk about the brown shirts taking over his event today. The latest on Copenhagen in studio, G. Edward Griffin. We've got another live report with a live reporter joining us via video Skype from Copenhagen, part two of his report. Also, ABC Nightly News last night covered We Are Change, simply confronting Al Gore. They peacefully walked up during the book signing, bought the $30 book, and said, hey, what about climate gate? Can you comment on that? They grabbed him, threw him out. But meanwhile, look at this headline up on prisonplanet.com right now. Paul Watson's writing about it. The Financial Post of Canada, one of the biggest papers in Canada, the real inconvenient truth. The whole world needs to adopt China's one-child policy. Now, I've seen, no exaggeration, hundreds of articles in England, Germany, Australia, Canada, calling for cutting the British population by 50%. Times of London, the head environment official in England. The United Nations calling for a one-child policy. They're going to raise your taxes, and that's what they say this is for, so that you can't afford to have more than one child. And if you try to, they're going to come and take your child. That's the Chinese policy. That's how they operate. This is unbelievable. A planetary law such as China's one-child policy is the only way to reverse the disastrous global birth rate currently, which is 1 million births every 4 days. Yes, but all the trends show it will plane out at 8.5 billion in 2022, and then we'll start dropping down to below 6 billion, because once a country industrializes, they then stop having two children for every two parents. It drops to 1.3 as the global average from Japan to Germany to England. Every nation, the average is 1.3. Some are 1.5, 1.1, 1.2. The average is 1.3. Yes, they're having 4.1 children on average in the third world. And under the Copenhagen Climate Tax Agreement that states that they will cut industrial capacity in the third world and double, right at double, their taxes. So that will actually keep them in a poor level where they continue to have more children. So actually the globalist greeny weeny policies are actually causing a larger population. This is an absolute Hitlerian system. That's why we say brown shirt youth corps invade Moncton speech. Whether these young fools know it or not, working for George Soros and the Rockefeller and Ford foundations, whether they know it or not, they are working for a Hitlerian system. Unbelievable. The world's other species, vegetation, resources, oceans, arable land, water supplies, and atmosphere are being destroyed. See, now the atmosphere is being destroyed. No longer global warming. The atmosphere is being destroyed. Are pushed out of existence as a result of humanity's soaring reproductive rate. Ironically, China, despite its dirty coal plants, its world leader in terms of fashioning policy to combat environmental degradation, thanks to its one-child only edict. What does Dr. Eric Pianca at UT call for? A planetary, quote, police state to enforce this. What does Gore Vidal call for? A planetary regime to enforce this. What does John P. Holdren call for? A planetary government to enforce this. What does Maurice Strong call for? A planetary government to enforce this. What does my film Endgame, The Obama Deception, and Fall of the Republic state? That they will introduce a worldwide one-child policy under the planetary regime. Congress says they may not ratify the treaty. Obama says, then I will do it by command and control. Completely dictatorial. And they go on. The fix is simple. It's dramatic. And yet the world's leaders don't even have this on their agenda in Copenhagen. Yes, they do. Instead, there will be photo ops, posturing behavior, blah, 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 about climate science and climate fraud announcements of giant wind farms, then cap-and-trade subsidies. None will work unless China one-child policies impose. Unfortunately, there are powerful opponents. Leaders of the world's big fundamentalist religions preach in favor of procreation and fiercely oppose birth control. And most political leaders and emerging economies perpetuate a disastrous catch-22. Then they go on to how they care about the children. Many children, i.e. sons, stave off hardship in the absence of social safety net or economic development, which in turn prevents protection or development. When the global climate tax is meant to shut down development That's stated. China has proven that birth restrictions is simple policy, smart policy, and middle class grows and its citizens have housing, health care, education, food, and the 1 out of 5 human beings who live there are not overpopulating the planet. For those who balk at the notion that government should control family size, just wait until the growing human population turns twice as much pasture land into desert as it now is the case. Or when the Amazon is gone, which is another lie, the elephants disappear for good, and wars erupt over water, scarce resources, and spatial needs. Oh, really? The State Department Memorandum 200 by Kissinger states they want to cause wars and cause food shortages to cause wars. The point in Copenhagen's talking points are beside the point. The only fix is if all countries dramatically reduce their populations, clean up their mess, and impose mandatory conservation measures. The National Post wanted to send one of their chief writers here, who's writing a book, to interview me, and I told him no. And I'm, you know what, I'm just going to start telling all the media no. I don't want to talk to the newspapers and the magazines so they can try to spin and distort what we say. I had a reporter here 3 days ago, and it was all the cliches. It was, don't you just need to think there's a global government so subconsciously you think there's order to the universe that you can't handle disorder? And I said, world government's being announced everywhere. One-child policy's being announced everywhere. World leaders are calling for global government. And he was like, you really believe that? And I'm like, no, it's a fact. And he goes, isn't this just really all about you making money? And I said, this is all the cliches. I said, what does it matter if I make money putting out my political view and my ideas so I can fund my own operation? I'm not funded by George Soros. And I went on to say, I spend all my time and energy trying to make sure that the money that comes in here actually gets spent on fighting the New World Order. But see, there's that guilt trip. Oh, you're not allowed to fund your own media operation. They try to cow us into being paupers, into not trying to take control of the system legally and lawfully, not trying to build our own media systems to counter them. But it doesn't matter. All the mainstream newspapers are in the process or have already gone bankrupt, not just because people are web-based news, but because you are universally mistrusted. And the people are now starting a long process of awakening. Paul Watson, who's our hardest-working writer, and I salute him, was writing 3-4 articles a day. He can't even keep track of the evil. Paul, you need to do a blurb about this National Post article. And just take the last 50 articles where the head of the government, the environment program in England called for a 50% population force reduction, where the prime minister of Australia called for a 50% reduction because it's all globally organized, and all the articles where they're calling for a one-child policy and a tax on children. And that's what this carbon tax is. Do you understand how diabolical this is? It isn't a bunch of idiot tree huggers that just mean well and got their science wrong. These are vicious Nazis. It's the only way to describe them. But in truth, they're worse than the Nazis because they are the progenitors of the Nazis. It is the liberal, fake, limp-wristed, control freak, power cult groups in England 150 years ago, really 200 plus with Sir Malthus, who came up with this idea. They came up with this idea to exterminate and reduce births. Because England didn't know what to do with its exploding population, so they shipped them as slaves, indentured servants, to Australia and the United States and Canada. And, of course, they're the best, hardiest people to ever come out of England. And they built the West that we now marvel at, that these parasites perch on top of and suck off of. The truth is the commoner, whether they be black or white, Hispanic, Asian, that is the salt of the earth, not the arrogant, control freak, degenerate elites of the planet that want to get everybody out of their way so they can enjoy the fruits of the earth and so they can enjoy all the life extension technologies. Do you understand how vital it is that I broke down the eugenics program at the end of my 2002 film? 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. How vital my film on eugenics and the UN takeover, America Destroyed by Design, is. You realize how vital Endgame is? You realize how life and death it is? That everyone see this? It is life and death. These people are taking over right now. And we are turning the corner. Finally, people are getting it. Because the globalists are coming out of the closet. They're coming out in the open, out of the shadows, showing us who they are. They've taught all you foolish trendies on the right wing that war and tyranny and police state is cool. They've taught all the trendy leftists that big government and socialism and one-child policies are avant-garde. You are fools! Even if you hate poor people when you see them in the grocery store. Even if you hate commoners. Most of you fools, even if you make $10 million a year, are not members of the elite. Did you get the memo not to drink the water? Did you get the memo not to take the inoculations like they got the memo in Germany? Their military and their government does not take it. They tell them, do not take it. This is a sterilant. And it's a soft kill. It only sterilizes around 30% of people that take it. But it reduces the fertility of everyone else. Why do you think the sperm count in Europe, the U.S., and England is down by over 85% and nowhere else? Their sperm count's not down in a village in Africa. They've done major studies of Anglo-Saxon Westerners living in South Pacific Islands. Their sperm counts are right up there at 100%, baby. You like being sterilized? You like being killed? You better grow up, ladies and gentlemen. You better realize that we're facing a threat far more dangerous than Mao Zedong and Adolf Alois Hitler. And Joseph Stalin and Vladimir Lenin. I'm going to go to your phone calls, and I'm going to get all into the latest climate gate, latest police state gate. The globalists are taking over healthcare, industry, banking. Now they want to continue the banker bailout. I mean, it's just all happening right now, and it's only the beginning. This is the New World Order crashing the gates. They are spilling over the wall. If this was the Alamo, those of us fighting the globalists are like Davy Crockett. We're out of ammo. We're swinging our muskets. And let me tell you something. A lot of us are going to get killed. We're going to get imprisoned. This is only going to get worse and worse in the years to come. But you take my life, but I take yours too. You fire musket, but I run you through. And when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand because there's no turning back. The bugle sounds, the charge begins, but on this battlefield, no one wins. The screams of pain, the smell of the horse's breath, the rush of the foreign troops as we all hurtle into certain death. That's what's so sad. On this battlefield, no one wins. All the stupid globalist followers and their minions and their zealots and the new religion they're openly announcing in hundreds of newspapers in the last week, a new global earth religion run by the UN. Again, we told you that over a decade here with the UN documents. All of us fighting with each other, we all lose. I'm not the enemy of some thug cop. They're just brainwashed. I want to wake them up. I want them to be a free man, a free woman. I want them to stand with us in honor and truth. None of us win fighting with each other as the globalists sit back in their technological ivory towers as technocrats manipulating us, understanding our human psychology, understanding our weaknesses, playing us off against each other. The fight is out there with the New World Order, FBI, police, military, bureaucrats, stupid greeny weenies, all of you people, fake right-wingers. The fight's out there with the New World Order. There's no more time to screw around people that are in the system and people that exercise power, judges and legislatures and congressmen and women. We've been right about everything. Our testament has proven to be absolutely right. Do you want to wait around and see the rest of what we've warned you about come true? Is it going to take your 25-year-old son coming down with leukemia from the inoculations for you to wake your butt up? Is it going to take your 40-year-old wife getting Alzheimer's, all these young people getting it now, from the aluminum being sprayed on us? and the aluminum being put in the water supplies? Oh, yes, that's what they add to the water supply. I mean, what is it going to take for you to get it through your head that on this battlefield no one wins? It's a fake war with each other. It's a divide and conquer. Wake up to the New World Order. Wake up to the social engineering. Wake up to the technocracy. Wake up to the globalist controllers. Read their documents. Don't roll your eyes at me when I tell you they're putting over 150 chemicals on the lowest level, some areas over 300 in the water. You better wake up. You better find out what's in the vaccines. You better go to a Walgreens and say, can I have the flu shot insert, please? Not their little fake fact sheet that they give the public. Ask for that, and they'll say, no mercury, cannot hurt you, and then read the insert. This may cause cancer. This may sterilize you or hurt fertility. This has mercury in it. This may cause cancer. And then ask them, well, why does this fact sheet say none of this is in it, but then the actual insert says it? And then from there you can wake up. From there you can understand. From there you can save yourself and your family. I don't want to fight you. I don't want you to be my enemy. I don't want the globalists to play us off against each other. We'll be right back with your calls.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
We begin tonight's broadcast with the powerful blast of bitter cold and snow that's blanketing much of the country. And it's powerful to be sure, but its effects will be short-lived. In contrast, in Copenhagen right now, world leaders are focused on the long-term and potentially devastating effects of climate change, global warming. And for all the scientific ammunition being presented at the UN conference, some stolen emails are giving encouragement to global warming skeptics. David Wright has our closer look.
Just as the world seems finally poised to do something about global warming, an inconvenient scandal.
Let's start with the science that has been so settled for all these years.
Skeptics of climate change suddenly have plenty of new fodder.
There's increasing evidence of scientific fascism that's going on.
1,000 emails dating back more than a dozen years stolen from a top climate research center in Britain.
For the taxpayers' sake, let's look at this controversy from top to bottom.
As the controversy heats up, the consensus about making the tough choices to curb carbon emissions threatens to crumble.
Poor Al Gore. Global warming completely debunked via the very internet you invented.
Oh! In the emails, the scientists are downright dismissive of naysayers. In one message, a researcher at Lawrence Livermore Labs offers to beat the crap out of a leading skeptic. In another, Penn State's Michael Mann suggests hiding data from dissenters, writing, "This is the sort of dirty laundry one doesn't want to fall into the wrong hands."
Imagine somebody going through all of the emails you ever sent, looking for a single word or phrase that could be twisted.
One of the most damning email exchanges credits man with a trick to hide the decline in temperatures. In another, the head of the National Center for Atmospheric Research writes a colleague, "The fact is, we can't account for the lack of warming at the moment, and it is a travesty that we can't."
It shows human nature at work, but I don't think it throws any casts any aspersions on the science.
Global warming may be a scientific issue, but it's also a hot-button political debate. So right now, the scientists aren't the only ones on the defensive. Politicians are, too.
There is nothing in the hacked emails that undermines the science.
That may be true, but the emails threaten to undermine the political effort underway in Copenhagen.
This is going to get worse. They are going to use this and blow it up way beyond anything that the evidence supports.
At a recent book signing in Chicago, Al Gore was a soft target.
Research ClimateGate, this guy's a fraud, it's a scam!
The protesters wasted little time posting their antics online, where their message now has a worldwide megaphone. David Wright, ABC News, Washington.
So, there is the propaganda. A soft target. See, they use a term associated with terrorism. Oh, the We Are Change people found a soft target, an unguarded target. Of course, they didn't show that they peacefully kept asking when they got up to be able to talk to Al Gore at the book signing, "Hey, what do you think of ClimateGate?" And then they would be grabbed and drug out. They won't use terrorism analogies about the brown shirts that literally took over and shut down Lord Monckton's little speech today. By the way, we have another top scientist joining us in the last 30 minutes of the radio show today that you definitely don't want to miss, who is also in Copenhagen confronting these people. Lord Monckton is set to be popping in. We're setting that up. He's confirmed he can come on. We just need to set up the time. G. Edward Griffin in studio. Patrick Henningsen, who popped in with us yesterday via video Skype, he'll be joining us again with a short report in day four of the global government meetings that are going on. I'm going to come back and go to Mike, Sean, Arnold, Ben, Bruce, and others. I want to encourage everyone to get on DVD Endgame, to make copies of it, to explain to people the environmental movement are a group of eugenicists already poisoning your water supply and sterilizing you through vaccines, calling for global one-child policies. Order Endgame today at InfoWars.com. Get it out to everyone.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.